God, we just want to thank you so much, Lord, for this day. Father, thank you, Lord God, so much for the breath of life. Father, thank you so much, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That, Lord, that you are with your people. And Father, that you are watching over us, Lord, that you are leading and guiding us, Father. And that in all things, Lord Jesus, that you are in control. And so, Lord, this day, Father God, as we come before you as your people, as we come before you, Lord, as your children, as your servants, as your sons and daughters, Father, we come before you, Lord, knowing that you are there, knowing that you are watching out for us, knowing, Lord God, that you are in control in everything, Lord, that we are facing right now. And Father, thanking you, Lord God, for the experience of life that we get to have in Christ. Thanking you, Father, that you have made a way for us, Lord, in the midst of all that's going on, Lord, to know you, Father. So, Lord, thank you so much, Lord. And just this day, as we would open up your word, Lord, we just pray, Father, that you would feed us, Father, your bread of life. Lord, that you would minister to our hearts and to our spirits, to each and every person here. Father, in Jesus' name, we just call the devil what he is, a liar, a deceiver, one that came to steal, kill, and to destroy. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, that in you we have life. In you we have protection. So, Lord, we, in Jesus' name, just bind and break every device of the devil right now and call it nothing in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you, Father, that Lord, that you instead, Father, that you restore, that you heal, Lord, that you give new life, and Lord, you breathe life into broken and dead things, Father, and you make them alive in you, Lord Jesus. So this day, Father, we just receive your breath of life. A fresh, Father, we receive the bread of life that nourishes and strengthens us, Lord. And as we open your word, Father, strengthen your people this day, Lord. Strengthen us in our inner man so that we can walk strong with you, Lord. You said, they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. So, Father, this day, Lord God, Lord, we know that we run and we do not faint, Father, because we run with you, Lord Jesus. We wait on you, Lord, this day. And, Lord, we know that you are the one that renews our strength. So in Jesus' name, Lord, as we would open your word, Lord, be with us. Father, I acknowledge that there's nothing in me but your spirit, Father, that has any ability to bring forward anything. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, I yield to your spirit, and we go on. Amen. Amen. It's so good to be able to pray. It's so good to be able to bring everything that we face and encounter in life before the one that made us and created us. Yeah, today coming here, it was like an obstacle course. But, you know, in life, we have little frustrations and we have big frustrations. You know how sometimes you're just trying to do the right thing. You're not trying to cheat anyone. You're not trying to give anyone a bad deal. You're really trying to do things God's way. And yet with all of that, with every heart intention to do the right thing, you still face this onslaught on every side. Okay, that's normal. You need to know that this is normal for a child of God. See, sometimes what happens is people, they start, we have these things and we start to think this is just us going through. But the reality of the situation is the entire body of Christ in the world, the true body of Christ, goes through what you're going through.
Okay.
Because we exist in a world that is at enmity with God. So we exist in a world where they hate the light and they hate the truth. And they hate the Spirit of God that has been put in you. Now you have to understand that, because if you don't understand that, you keep looking for love and acceptance by the world and the world system, and it won't be there for you. No, what we have exchanged our acceptance in the world for is for a connection with the Spirit of God and to know true life and the one that made us, the one that loves us. And we receive from His hand whatever it is that comes in this life, be it good or be it bad. See, this is where we need to sometimes correct some misconceptions. Because sometimes what happens is the world has infiltrated the church with a certain thinking that if things are going my way in the world, then that means that God must be blessing me. But the truth is, your life in Christ Jesus, God will allow for you to have incredible fluctuations, and you'll have high times and you'll have low times, you'll have no times when you're doing this. And with each of these things, each of these experiences that you face, each of these trials, each of these joyous victories, with all of it, you are beginning to have a depth of relationship built with the Spirit of God. Okay, at Philippians chapter 3. Verse 1 says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." Now he's writing this from jail. Yeah. "To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Benjamin, of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeals, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead."
අපි තුන්වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදයේ පළවෙනි පරිච්ඡේදයේ 11 වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදය දක්වා කියනවා.
ඉතින් සහෝදරවරුනි, ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේට ප්‍රේතයන් පවතුන. කලින් ඔබට කී දේවල් යලිත් සඳහන් කිරීම මට කරදරයක් නොවේ. ඔබේ පරිස්සමට එහෙමදේ. බල්ලන්ගේ අයගෙන්ද ඔවුන්ගේ දුරාචාරකම් වලින්ද පරිස්සම් ගන්න. චර්ම චේතනයයි කියා චාරිත්‍ර චේතනයක් අදහස් කරන්නන්ගේ පරිස්සම් ගන්න. නියම සාමච්ඡේදිතෝ නම් දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ආඥානන් මගින් උභවන්සේට නමස්කාර කරන ක්‍රිස්තුස් යේසුස් වහන්සේ තුල පාරාජිත කරගන්න බාහිර වත්පිළිවෙත් පිට විශ්වාසය නොතබන අපිවම් ඕනනම් මට බාහිර වත්පිළිවෙත් කෙරෙහි පවා විශ්වාසය තැබීමට පිළිවෙත් යමෙක් බාහිර වත්පිළිවෙත් කෙරෙහි විශ්වාසය තබන්න පිළිවෙලයි සිතන්නේ නම් මම ඊටත් වඩා එසේ කළ හැකි. මම අටවන්දා චර්මච්ඡේදනය ලැබීමි. ඊස්රායෙල් වංශයේද බෙන්ජමින් ගෝත්‍රයේද තැනැත්තෙක්නි. හෙබ්‍රව පෙනපතිනෙන නියම හෙබ්‍රවෙක්නි. ව්‍යවස්ථාව පිළිපැදීමෙන් නම් පරිසියෙක්නි. උද්‍යෝගය අතින් නම් සභාවට ක්‍රීඩා කළ තැනැත්තෙක්නි. ව්‍යවස්ථාවෙන් පැමිණ ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම අතින් නම් නිදොස් ගුරෙක්නි. එහෙත් මට වාසියක් වූ තිබූතේම ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ වූ දෙකා දැන වාසියක් ඇ සිතන්න පටන් ගත්. එපමණකුත් නොවේ, මාගේ ස්වාමීන් වන ක්‍රිස්තුස් යේසුස් වහන්සේ දැන ගැනීමේ විශිෂ්ටතාවය නිසා ඒ සියල්ල අවාසියකයි ගණන් ගනි. උන්වහන්සේ නිසා සියලු දේ මට නැති වී ගියා පමණක් නොව ඒ සියල්ල පුරු පසලේ සල්ප. මාගේ කැමැත්ත නම් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ අත්කර ගැනීමත් උන්වහන්සේලා ඒකාබද්ධ වීමත්. ව්‍යවස්ථාවෙන් වන මාගේම ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම නොව ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගේ ඇදහීම කාම කොටගෙන ඇදහිල්ල නිසා දෙවියන් වහන්සේගෙන් වන ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම ලබා ගැනීම. මට ඕන එකම දේ නම් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ හා උන්වහන්සේගේ පුනර්ජීවනයේ බලය දැන ගැනීම හා ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගේ බලයට සමාන වීමෙන් උන්වහන්සේගේ දුක් වේදනා වලට කාමුකාර වීමත් යම් අන්දමකින් මළවුන්ගේ උත්සාහ වීමට පැමිණීමත්.
Amen. Okay. So, from prison, doesn't look like things are working out very well in the world for our good brother Paul, yes? But Paul had been through something with Christ Jesus. He had undergone the same training program that God puts every follower of Christ and every servant of God through. For example, if you look back through scriptures, you will see that every time that they go into a little bit of detail, all of these servants of God had a wilderness experience.
හැම දේවදාසීත්ම බයිබලේ ගත්තොත් හැම කතාවකින්ම හැම කෙනෙක්ම අඳුරු එහෙම නැත්නම් ප්‍රශ්න කම්කටොළු වලට යමු වෙලා යන අවස්ථාවන් ගොඩක් තිබුණා.
So overtly, Jesus had 40 days, Joseph had 13 years, Moses had 40 years, Paul had 3 years on the backside of the desert. You start to see the pattern. So they had gone through a process as led by the Spirit of God. Luke chapter 4 says that Jesus, the first thing that happened when the Spirit of God came on him is he was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness.
ඇත්තටම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ විසින් ඒගොල්ලන්ට ඉඩහැරනු ලැබුවා. එහෙම නැත්නම් අවස්ථාවන් සැලසුණු ලැබුවා. වනාන්තරයක් වගේ, ඒ කියන්නේ අනා අත්දැකීමක් අර කරදර ඒවලට යොමු වෙන්න අවස්ථාවක් හම්බුණා. ඒවලුත් පේතෘස්ට එවැනි අවස්ථාවක් ලැබලා දුන්නා. වහන්සේ ඉඩහැරිය එවැනි අත්දැකීමකට.
In Acts chapter 16, that Paul and Silas were given the vision of the man from Macedonia and led by the Spirit of God into a place where they would end up in jail very shortly.
Macedonia
So the Spirit of God is apparently oftentimes leading His children and the children of God into some very difficult, trying situations. So if you're walking with the Spirit of God, there should be an expectation in your heart that you will too go through. You know, so we're in good company. We're in good company when we go through the trials of life. You're in good company when you face these things that come against you because of the Spirit of God that lives in you and the Word of God that you hold to. Okay, so verse 1, he says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Okay, he said, "I got to write this to you again." And you know, many times we need to hear it again and again and again in the situations we're in, because sometimes life has that way of just getting to you. And though you've had your Red Sea experience where God split the water and took you through, though you've had manna in the desert for years, and though you've seen God's miraculous power at work, somehow along the way, when you get to a point and you start to struggle with your humanity. That's okay. But you just don't stay there. What Paul's instruction was, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Don't ultimately rise above the circumstances that you're facing right now and see things from a spiritual perspective. I think that's one key in the body of Christ that we work towards, and the Spirit of God works towards us, is to be able to rise above the situations that you face. Even when we was praying to start off, Isaiah 40:31, where it says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, yes?
Isaiah 40:31.
Go ahead.
40:31.
Okay, the eagle is a very amazing bird. See, when a storm comes, what you see happen with most birds go very low. They go down, and then they go and try to find a tree, or they go and try to find a spot to hide. That's where the crows of life go. The eagle, when the storm is coming towards the eagle spreads its wings wide and catches the winds that are coming towards it and lets those winds take it up above the clouds. And the eagle will soar up above the entire storm that's coming towards it. So it's not a low-lying bird. It's one that when things come towards it, it knows how to deal with the storms that are coming towards it in this life and in this world. So we are given even the admonition in scriptures that you are seated in heavenly places. Right now. And when we grow in the connection and the relationship that we have and realize what we have access to in the kingdom of God, we then rise up with the Spirit of God into our position that we have in Christ Jesus. So do you understand? So because if you don't, tell me and I'll stay on this until we get this one. Because so when the trial comes, whatever shape it might take as a storm in this world, when it comes to you, yes? Because you're guaranteed that it comes. Whatever it may be, there's a way for the child of God to deal with that. They spread their wings wide and catch the wind of the Spirit. And they allow the trial itself to raise them up into a higher level in this life. So that which would destroy most people, that which would melt the hearts and the lives of most people, in fact, anyone outside of Christ, will be turned around and will actually rise you into a level and into a connection and into a depth of relationship with God that you would have never known had you not faced the situation. So Romans 8:28, where it says God causes all things to work together for the good of those that love Him that are called according to His purpose. Yes? For a long time I think I had a misconception of what that scripture meant. So typically what that scripture meant to me in the past was, oh, okay, something has not worked out for you in the world, So God is going to give you something better in the world, and He's going to cause us to work together for the good of that. No, God is going to take everything that you go through and you face in this life, and when you bring it to Him, when you put it before Him, He is going to use that to work together for the good. You are going to have a deeper and stronger and more real connection with the Spirit of God by the things that you go through in this life.
හැම යහපතක් විචාරණයේ මේ හැම අත්දැකීමක්ම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබට ජීවිතයට ගේන්නේ ඒ හැම දෙයකින්ම ජය අරගෙන ඉදිරියට ගිහිල්ලා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල ජය ගන්නා වූ පුද්ගලෙක් හැටියට පවත් කරන්නයි උන්වහන්සේ හැම දෙයක්ම යහපතට කරන්නේ කියන එක තේරුම්.
And that has eternal value. That has real value.
ඒක තමයි සදාකාලික
And you will come to a point where the spirit, where the things of the world will grow strangely dim. And where it will not matter if things work or don't work for you in the world, that's inconsequential. It's the relationship and the connection that you have with God. That will be the most important thing.
කමක් නැහැ එහෙම දෙයක් වුණාට මොකද මක් නිසාද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුළ තියෙන සම්බන්ධය අප තුළ තිබෙනවා නම් ඒ කිසිම දෙයක් අපිට වුණාට අපිට ප්‍රශ්නයක් නැහැ
And you will learn to do what they call in the states rolling with the punches
states වල කියනවලු මේ පදයක් rolling with the punches
So when someone is trying to in boxing no when someone is trying to hit the other person And they learn to, every time they come, they learn to take and absorb and to move. Okay, maybe lost in translation a little bit. Okay, but no, it's good. Good. Great, fantastic. She's doing a very good job. Yes? Okay. So, you're doing a great job. The reason I said it might be lost in translation a little bit is because it doesn't mean the same thing in English. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So back to the text. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Okay. Ballas. So there have been a lot of ballas running around for a long time, yes? So we've had 2,000 years of ballas. So and if Paul can call him a dog, so can I. But ultimately, what are these dogs doing? What are these spiritual dogs doing? Okay, what happens to the dog when the storm of life comes? Does the dog rise above the storm? No, all you end up with is with a wet, smelly dog. And if it comes in the house, it shakes, no? It does that. So you want to keep a wet dog out of the house? Does anyone want a wet dog in the house? No, you don't. So Paul says, look, beware of the dogs, beware of the ballas. Okay, what is it that they're doing? For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ and have no confidence in the flesh.
අපි ශක්මත් නැති වුණාට දෙවියන්ගේ ආත්මිකත්ව අපි ශක්තිමත් කියලා.
Okay, so these dogs, what they do is they put confidence in the flesh and they put confidence in that which is material, that which is natural, that which is physical. And they judge by a human appearance, they judge by a natural appearance of how things look. And without spiritual understanding to even see. And because they are blind, they want you to come into their blindness as well. So part of that blindness is, okay, life, if you are being blessed, it's the blessing of God. If you are having a difficult time, it's because you've done something to make God mad. Because your life is dictated by your natural circumstance and your natural situation. It's determined. Now, if that was the case, if that was true, people like Job, people like Paul, people like Jesus would have been disqualified. So, what is done with these people and what you're warned about is to not get stuck on the natural, not to get stuck on the appearance of things, but to look deeper and go to a dimension of spirit. So some of your best brothers in Christ are addicts that are have yet to go through the Powerhouse program. And at this moment in time, you may not see anything there, but in the dimension of spirit, they are called Son of God, and they are a mighty warrior in Christ Jesus, if you could see that dimension. So Jesus saw in that dimension, and that's why he was hanging out with some of the worst crowd. But he said to the Pharisees, they're getting it, they're understanding, they're entering into the kingdom of God. So even when he went to Zacchaeus' house and Zacchaeus started making some changes, and Jesus said he too is a son of Abraham. Okay, Paul, in verse 4, he starts, when he keeps going, just to show that he has credibility to be able to make the statements he's making, he goes through his pedigree. So he starts going through and saying, look, if you want to look on a natural level, I've got grounds to speak. If you want to go on that level, I can go, Paul says, I can go toe to toe with anybody. So if you want to talk about the education, he's got it. If you want to talk about status in the world, he had all of that. He had the legitimacy in the eyes of the world to be credible. But verse 7, he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." So we make an exchange. We make an exchange for that which we were in the world for that which we are in Christ. So when we cross over from death into life, from darkness into light, we also let go. We let go of that which we were in the world to now hold on to that which we are in Christ Jesus. And we got a good deal. We got a very, very good deal. Because now you are a priest. You are part of a priesthood of all believers. You have direct connection and relationship with the Spirit of God. You need that no man should teach you, for the Holy Spirit will teach you when He comes upon you. And He will lead and guide you into all truth. Okay, so when we're told He's going to lead and guide us into all truth, He's going to lead and guide, yes? So if He's leading and guiding, if He's leading you, where is He taking you? Apparently into some difficult situations as well as some very good things. And you know something that I'm learning? I'm learning that when He takes you into, when He leads you into this difficult situation in life, that's when the truth of God will truly be known to you. So it won't be somebody else's book about something they went through in World War II. It won't be someone else's pamphlet on what it was like to be a missionary in New Guinea. Your life will be a living epistle. And when He leads and guides you into all truth, the truth of the Word of God will be sealed in your heart, because you will know for yourself that this Word is true. You will know that His promises are true. So you will know, for example, you will know if you're walking with the Spirit of God, and if you seek first the kingdom of God, you will learn that He takes care of your needs. And you will learn that Matthew 6, where Jesus was giving that instruction to His body, that is true.
Unmaasi ke sari
So you will learn when you face a trial and a storm that comes your way, that those that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. So the truth of the Word of God, the truth of life and reality with the Spirit of God is now being sealed in your spirit. And the more that you face, the more the circumstances of life happen to you, the more and more refined and revealed and polished and cut is this truth in you.
දේවල් වෙන්න වෙන්න ඔබේ ජීවිතේ දේ කම්කටොළු ප්‍රශ්න කරදර හැම දෙයක්ම අපි හැම අභියෝගෙම වෙනකොට ඔබ හරියට මේ අර කපලා මේ පේනර ගලක් වගේ කියන්නේ කපලා සුද්ධ කරලා ඔපදාලා ඇති කරන වටිනා ගලක් වලා.
So verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. So he calls all things outside of Christ excrement. He's calling all things outside of Christ excrement. That's what it's worth to him. Interesting perspective in life. But because he's come into a reality of what truly is valuable and matters in this life and in this world. Verse 9 and verse 10, keys. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Okay, John 17, when Jesus was praying for the church, when he was praying for the disciples and those that are afar off, he said, Lord, I pray that they may be one. Even as thou art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us. So as we go through this life with the Spirit of God, what's happening too is that His life in you, the kingdom in you, is being revealed. And you are being found in Him. Not having mine own righteousness, not having something that is man-made and man-given, that I create or some system of man creates for me. But that which is through the faith of Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, yes? He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega. So in Him, we live and move and have our being. And we come into that spiritual position and that spiritual place where you live in Christ. That is the faith. That's His faith. So when it says that appointed unto everyone is a measure of faith, Yes? That measure of faith is just enough faith to get you into the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Just enough to get you in the lifeboat. But now you're in there. And in Him you live and move and have your being. In John 15, you're connected to the vine. And as you're connected to Him, you grow, and you grow stronger, and you grow more able. Each and every day that you live, you grow stronger and more able to go through what this world and this life might throw at you. So the world gets more and more weak every day. But we go from strength to strength, from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. Okay, verse 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. Verse 11 too. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Okay. So that I may know Him. Okay, what is eternal life? One of my favorite scriptures, John 17 verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know You, the one true living God, and Your Son whom You sent, Jesus Christ. That is life eternal, to know Him. And that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. So we learn the power of the resurrection power of God when you go through this life and you see in every dead situation that you may face how the resurrection power of God brings new life into that situation. And you learn as you walk with the Spirit of God that there is God's power and resurrection life flowing through you. Rivers of living water flow through you into dead, dry places. Okay. And the fellowship of His suffering. When you go through something with Christ, you are fellowshipping with the Son of God. When you go through with the Spirit of God, you are coming into a place of deeper and stronger relationship and communion with Him. So don't run from it. Don't try to get out of it. But as Jesus and the saints of God have done from time beginning, you go through it.
Devyanwasi tulasitiya samara aya Bible ekena egalam නිතරම ගමන් කරා එවිදි ජීවිතය.
So like the eagle you face the storm of life head on.
ඇත්තටම මේ රාජලියෙක් වගේ මොනාරි ප්‍රශ්නයක් එනවා නම් මූණ දෙන්න.
You face it head on and you spread your wings to the living God.
එවැනි අවස්ථාවල මූණ දීලා ඔබගේ පියාපත් අරන් ඒවෙන් ඉවත් කරගෙන ඒ තුලින් යන්න ඕනේ.
And you let him carry you.
ඔබ ඉදිරියේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබ උසුලන්න.
But you let him carry you through the storm.
උන්වහන්සේට උසුලන්න ඉඩ දෙන්න ඕනේ මොන අවස්ථාවේද ඒ කුණාටු අවස්ථාව.
And when he takes you through he takes you above.
ඒ විදිහ ඔබ ඉදිරියේකට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබ ඉහළටම ගෙනියන.
And not below. He doesn't take you down, he takes you up. Okay, well, time goes so fast in the mornings. So we'll stop there for today. But an encouragement for you today, what Paul said was, rejoice in the Lord. So whatever we're facing this day, rejoice in Him.
In
Jesus' name. Okay.